Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local performing arts. I'm your host, Stephen Hunt. Today we'll be talking about kind of a new company and their new play. The company is called Acting Up, and it came out of the group called Off Their Rockers, formed by several people, among them Linda Benson, who is here, and we're going to talk to Linda about this company as well as some other things. So welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you.
The other things we're going to be talking about, their first show is called Moonlight Lady, is written by Gail High, and she's here with us also. So welcome to the show, Gail.
Oh, thank you, Steve, for having us.
You're welcome. It's great to see new companies, new plays. You know, Anchorage has so many companies popping up all the time and doing new plays. It's a very exciting place to be involved in theater in this town of this size. I think this is great to see another show coming up with another company. But let's talk about the company first. Now, Linda, many people may be aware of Off Their Rockers, but tell us a bit about that company first before we get into this Acting Up company, which came out of that. Give us some history of the company.
What, Gail? Almost 10 years
almost,
ago?
Yes.
I was approached by the Anchorage Senior Center. Would we start a group there for seniors who wanted to be on stage? We did, and it was successful. We performed not only at senior center events, but throughout the community at different venues, often for nonprofit groups. Theater was taught as a beginning acting class with all of the basics and then a lot of exploring theater and reading plays and talking about them, so that if you'd been in the group very long, you got to really have a history of that, suggesting to the members that if they go to a show, they're going to become better actors the more theater they see. So from that also came, I believe, an audience for our local productions. Then I should also say that it was the only theater company in a senior center in the United States. Now, popping up at senior centers across the nation are classes or venues for seniors to perform, and finding out that it's really a very successful thing. If you look at the prevention of Alzheimer's, two things are supposed to help: focus, memorization. Well, what better opportunity than the theater? So I told everyone, I'm helping people prevent Alzheimer's. Now we got to a place where the seniors, I think, wanted to branch out and try some other things. So they not only changed their location to the Anchorage Community Theater, but also their name. So from Off Their Rockers came Acting Up at ACT. Now, Gail can tell you a little bit about, I think, the new direction that they're heading.
Right. Acting Up at ACT, we had previously done about four or five shows at ACT. They were gracious enough to let us use their stage. But I think our new focus is more, we want more community outreach, and we want to work more with younger people on plays and have more of an interaction in plays that have a broader audience. And with this play, Moonlight Lady, we are in the production end, so we are learning all the backstage stuff that we've neglected while we were learning to act. So, and ACT has been really helpful and gracious and supports us in any way they can. And we're working hard these last few weeks before the play goes up to learn how to do all the set dressing. They've painted the set, and we were lucky to have be able to use some of a previous set. And so the work hasn't been quite as hard on us, but we are learning a lot. We won't be learning the lights until we've taken some of the classes, but we hope to do that. But mostly we want to give acting classes to other seniors that might want to join that have no knowledge. And so we're trying to form, we have a core group of about 15 people at this time. I think our oldest member is 93.
And she's a fine actress.
Yes, she memorizes everything before the rest of us do. And we have people that are expert in different areas. And I think our youngest members are in their 60s now. And we have people in their 70s. But most everyone is very active. So you have any questions?
Well, is Off the Rocker still going on, or is it now just transformed into Acting Up?
It's transformed.
Okay, so it's transformed. So,
yes,
okay.
And as Gail said, I would like to really concentrate this next year, too, on letting folks out in the community know that we are there. Lots of people have said, oh, I always wanted to do a play. Well, you're never too old is our point, and we'll get you onto the stage and teach you what you need to know.
You know, one thing that sounds really interesting is that it sounds to me that the previous focus of Off the Rockers was primarily in performance. You said focus and memorization. And now it sounds like you're going to the full range of the theater experience, producing, directing, scenery, and all that kind of thing. There's also a lot of memory and focus in those tasks as well. Are you finding the same kind of benefits from those works?
Yes. Remembering our schedules and who's doing what and keeping track of, like now we're keeping track of all the props and making sure the actors, the cast has what they need to perform at their best.
You know, I've always said actors use one side of their brains and technicians use the other side of their brains. And so that's why sometimes mm-hmm. they get in each other's way.
Yeah.
And now you're using all the brain, performing and also being backstage.
Right. And I think it helps to have experience on both ends because you know what might really frighten an actor if all of a sudden something isn't where it's supposed to be. I mean, you have more of an understanding between the two.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think that will be beneficial.
Well, great. Well, this is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt, and my guests today are Linda Benson and Gail High. They are with a company called Acting Up, which has come out of the company Off the Rockers, and they're presenting a new play by Gail. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The play is called Moonlight Lady. It's performing at ACT May the 27th through the 29th. So, Gail, let's get to your show,
okay.
Moonlight Lady. Tell us a little bit about the show. I understand it's a country club romp with a severed head, a lovesick vampire, a werewolf, three unusual sisters, and a wedding. All that packed into one play. Tell us about this play.
Yes, it's a tragic comedy with lots of love, lots of humanity. It's quite funny and quite sad at points, and the sisters are the main focus, and they're trying to learn. They're half vampire, half human, and they don't bite anyone. And they're trying to be more human, and they've spent centuries trying to do this. And their mother reemerges and causes havoc. And she's truly an evil woman, but has a tragic past that isn't really dealt with in the play. And I had this idea sometime after the theater conference in Valdez last year, but it was of three elderly women who thought they were vampires, but they couldn't really remember. And and it doesn't occur to them that they have a werewolf manager. But so they're always trying to discover what they can or can't do, and they're not really vampires, but they don't know this. And it was a 30-minute play, and when I started working with Acting Up and they were reading it for me, it sort of changed. And I realized when I found the severed head in the cabinet that, yes, they were part vampire. And so now it's a full-length play. And I've always been really – I have a benefit of having the group from Acting Up read my plays, and they've performed about 10 of them now at different venues and some at ACT. So,
it sounds a fascinating idea. I love the idea of three women who they think they're vampires, but they can't remember if they are or not.
Yeah, at some points. And it turned out as the play was written that they really were vampires. It wasn't the same story I had started with.
And Linda, you're the director for the show. Tell us about that. This must be a fun play to work with.
Well, this is production-wise challenge, I will say, because we do have the severed head and we do have a set that is very long because it's the set from the Sunshine Boys. There were two actors on the stage at a time in Sunshine Boys. Now I have seven on the stage at the same time. So that's been interesting. But lots of physicality in this show that we certainly didn't do in Off Their Rockers. So that's interesting to direct the fights and the hair pulling and all of this business that goes on. It's great fun to work with some of the younger folks and see them combine efforts with the older actors. So I've enjoyed that part.
There's a photograph that's going to be on our webpage of Sarah Shipp and Skylar Davis in a scene from the play, which looks like it is a lot more physical than what you've been talking about before. You say there's some fights in the play, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
There's some the werewolf chasing one of the characters, and there's Mother flying around the room as a bat. We don't see that, but we hear about it and see the after effects. And
so this is a bit of a challenge rather than...
Yeah, it is a romp.
It is, sounds like it is. And like you mentioned before, you're no longer using exclusively the older actors. These are a mix of young
Correct.
Actors and older actors. Are there any older actors involved in the show as well?
One from our group.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A couple of people, their time frame changed and they couldn't do it. And everyone had a busy schedule this year. So it was nice to find the younger people to fill the parts. We're going to make them, try and make them look a little older.
Well, it must be nice that you say the sharing of the young and the old, the experience and also everything coming together. Must be a great experience for all these actors and the technicians backstage to work together in this production. So theater's community, that's what you're creating.
Yeah. Yes.
And our cast has been really supportive and given lots of really good feedback and seem to be really enjoying the process and working with Linda.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is your first show as Acting Up.
Yes.
Do you have other shows planned in the future, or is this something that's going to be coming on just every now and then?
We're hoping to do our usual shows in September when we try and do six smaller shows and everyone can have a part, and that probably will be towards the end of August, 1st of September.
Will these shows be your shows, or have you chosen
I think most of these will be other people's shows, so...
We have permission from two playwrights from Valdez to do their work. So that, I think we will include a couple of those, and that will be fun.
Sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank my guests today, Linda Benson and Gail High, both from Acting Up Theater Company, which has come out of the company Off the Rockers, here to talk about that new company and their show opening May the 27th and running through the 29th at ACT. The show is called Moonlight Lady, and it is a romp with all kinds of strange things and fun things in there. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you.
For more information about the show and for other shows playing in the area, go to alaskapublic.org, go to the Stage Talk posting, and you'll see an area for the Stage Talk calendar. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.